So talk a little bit about your company and what you do at Spledger.
Sure. Spledger is an online technology platform that allows teams or individuals to raise money but use their own performance as the leveraging point against people's generosity. If you are trying to raise money, the typical way in which it's been done in the past, conventionally, is to sell products door-to-door, sales or car washes. And that kind of created what we would call kind of a fund them and forget them culture, where people might pay you $10 outside of a Dunkin' Donuts or a Walmart, but in the end, if they were asked how well that team had performed throughout the season, they may not know, or most likely wouldn't. So what we're trying to do with Spledger is to create more of a fund-em and follow-em culture by basically setting up a platform where it would function not unlike a walk-a-thon, where you can gain support, pledge support, financial commitments for how many miles you walk, and then you tally that miles times the pledge amount, and your donors would financially support you based on your performance. What we've done with Spledger is use that same model and tie it into not just individual performance, but to group and team performance as well. We've come up with over 100 programs based on 20 sports, also in the areas of scholastic achievement and community service projects, where you can actually leverage performance and allow people to get incremental micro crowdfunding against actual results and achievement in those areas.
And what kind of success have you seen in the sport of lacrosse specifically so far?
Lacrosse is a new market for us up until this point. We have basically been working with basketball, baseball, and football programs. And we had one beta campaign with a girls lacrosse team, and it fared fairly well. We said, let's expand it, and we've developed over we have now 7 programs for lacrosse that's leveraged individual performance objectives, everything from saves to shots on goal, scoring, picking up ground balls, and many more.
And the company is based out of Georgia, but is this something you envision becoming a national type of thing you guys do?
Yes, it is a national platform allowing teams anywhere, groups all around the country, from anywhere at any time, can actually sign up and have their leaders, fans, supporters, relatives support their causes through the online platform. It's a great way also for alum who, at this point, at least from our studies, have shown that unless alum from schools or teams can do a 4- or 5-figure gift or more, many of them are not approached about supporting the programs which they've so loved in the past. They may not be good for that kind of number, but if they're good for $100 or $200 or maybe a little more, Spledger provides a platform for them to support these programs from wherever they are.
And is this effective from youth lacrosse or sports all the way up to high school or even college?
It is. Spledger provides a platform for every team performance level. So whether you have grade school, middle school, secondary, high school, and college, and even to the pros, what you're doing is really leveraging the performance at every level.
And fundraising's been around for a long time, and even we saw at the lacrosse convention, there were a lot of different companies that work in fundraising and doing stuff. Why do you think we haven't seen anything quite like this before?
I don't think people truly understood the comprehensive nature for it. It's a simple concept, but it required really some creativity to bring it all together. Every once in a while, you'll see some professional players saying, I will give money for every time I dunk the ball, or company collaborating with a professional sports team that says every time a home run is hit, we're going to give money to a local charity. But what Spledger has done is basically found a way to build these programs out across every sport at every level. So with 20-plus sports and now over 100 programs to choose from, we're really a one-stop shop for performance-based fundraising. And I'm going to set a performance goal for my team of maybe 1,000 ground balls. And if I do that, then I can also name a third-party charity like Headstrong or the Paul Rabel Foundation or other charities that are working specifically within the to advance the lacrosse mission across the country. So it doesn't necessarily have to be themselves as the beneficiary of the proceeds, but also they can tie it back into whatever charitable organization or enterprise that they are whether it's a national organization or something very meaningful to them within their own communities.